Good evening, folks. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Sally, and welcoming you back to another session of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here for 2 hours every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM on the Lakeshore, and we hope you'll stick around. We think we've got a nice show lined up for you. In the last few shows, I've been doing tributes to great contributors to the Great American Songbook done by the giants of jazz, and we've done Harold Arlen, we've done Irving Berlin, we've done Hoagie Carmichael, we've done George and Ira Gershwin, we've done Johnny Mercer, we've done Cole Porter, and we've done Rodgers and Hart. Now we're going to move on to another great composer. It's not a household word, but boy, he wrote a ton of great tunes that contributed to the Great American Songbook, and that's Sammy Kahn. So we're going to lead off with one of Sammy Kahn's best-known compositions, Time After Time. This is done by tenor sax man John Coltrane on a prestige album called Stardust. And this is kind of the house rhythm section for the prestige label at that time. Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to this group do a beautiful version of Sammy Kahn's composition, Time After Time. Thank you. John Coltrane on tenor sax doing a lovely version of Sammy Kahn's classic ballad, Time After Time, with some great backing by the prestige house rhythm section of Red Garland, Art Taylor, and Paul Chambers. I'm going to turn now to something by vibe man Milt Jackson from his album The Milt Jackson Quartet, appropriately enough. This is another great Sammy Kahn composition called Wonder Why. And this is really a forerunner to the modern jazz quartet because it has Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and at this point Horace Silver was on piano, but was taken over. The piano chair was John Lewis. Anyway, this is a beautiful little tune that Sammy Kahn did called Wonder Why. Thank you. Georgia Sammy Kahn tune called Wonder Why that isn't played well often enough, in my estimation. It was done by Vibe Man Milt Jackson from his Prestige album, The Milt Jackson Quintet, with unmistakable piano stylings of Horace Silver, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums.
Hi, this is Bill Satterly, and I'm going to kick off my portion of the show with another quintet sound, probably not as well known as the one Kent just played, Harry Babison Quintet, featuring Harry on cello and bass, Bob Inevolson on valve trombone, Larry Bunker on vibes, Jimmy Rawls piano, and Roy Hart on drums, doing a tune entitled La Rosita.
Thank you.
Harry Bevison and his quintet, and Larry Bunker on vibes. You don't hear too much about him because he plays drums also, but it's a nice sound, and I think he's, for some reason, he didn't get notoriety to say others did. So that was a tune entitled Rosita. I'm going to now kick off for my second song. You probably think I'm playing the same song again. It's called Les Rosta, and it features Kenny Burrell on guitar, John Coltrane tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums doing La Resto.
Thank you.
Presto. I'm going to pick songs I can pronounce the title to from now on. Featured Kenny Burrell on guitar and also John Coltrane on tenor sax.
Well, I'm going to continue my salute to Sammy Kahn, one of the great composers who contributed so much to the Great American Songbook. And this is a tune that became quite a standard, and it's a gorgeous tune called Be My Love. And it's done by Kenny Dorham on trumpet from his debut album called The Kenny Dorham Quintet. Walter Bishop on piano, Jimmy Heath on baritone sax, Percy Heath, the brother of Jimmy, is on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. Let's listen to Sammy Kahn's Be My Love. Tasteful trumpet stylings of Kenny Dorham doing Sammy Kahn's beautiful composition, Be My Love, backed up by Walter Bishop on piano, Kenny Clark on drums.
I'm going to do a quintet sound of Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, featuring Nate Pierce on piano, Monty Budwig bass, Jake Hanna drums, and Bill Berry on trumpet, doing a classic jazz tune, Broadway. Thank you. Hamilton and his quintet doing Broadway. I think this is his first CD ever cut. It's on the Concord label and is titled Scott Hamilton is a Good Wind Who's Blowing No Ill.
I love that title. All right, we're going to do something now by pianist Bill Evans. He's doing another great semicon composition the second time around. And this is from his fantasy album, Quintessence. Now, there's clearly Ray Brown's on bass, Philly Joe Jones is on drums. Also shows his credits Harold Land on tenor sax and Kenny Burrell on guitar. But it seems to me that this is Bill Evans all the way on piano. Let's listen to Bill Evans do a second time around.
Thank you.
was unfortunately a bored fade by the engineer in the recording studio of Bill Evans' swinging version of The Second Time Around. Of course, Bill Evans on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was Sammy Kahn's really swinging composition, Second Time Around.
I'm going to play a big band number entitled From Now On, featuring Marty Paich, who is a great piano player but also a great arranger. And the name of the album is Marty Paich, the Picasso of Big Band Jazz. So let's listen to his group play From Now On. as Marty Paich in a big band doing his own composition from now on. A little bit of Peter Gunn and the Pink Panther in there somewhere.
I can smell it. Okay, we're going to do one more track. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterly, and we've got the news at the top of the hour, and I'm going to be back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We've got another fine program laid out for you, some great modern swinging mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the first set with something by Oliver Nelson doing Sammy Kahn's composition All the Way from his new jazz album, Taking Care of the Business. And it's kind of an unusual lineup in that you've got Oliver Nelson. He plays kind of a cappella solo alto sax all by himself for a chorus. Then the whole group comes in. But we have Johnny Hammond Smith on organ, Len Winchester on vibes, Roy Haynes on drums, George Tucker on bass. Let's listen to Sammy Kahn's great tune, All the Way.